Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. One of the traditions in the opening days of the legislature is to hear a report on the state of the tribes. The chairman of the Standing Rock Tribe, Mike Faith, spoke on behalf of the 9 tribes in South Dakota. His message speaks of partnerships with the state of South Dakota and other government entities and supporting efforts to strengthen their unique cultural identity.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the state of the tribes to address today is Chairman Mike Faith. Chairman Faith is from the Long Soldier District and is the current tribal chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
I guess I want to take this time to reflect a little bit back 2020. You know, the first 2.5 months started like a regular year. And then all of a sudden we had a global pandemic hit us. Changed our lives forever. Our norm changed. You know, we had to learn to work from home. We had to learn how to help our students learn from home. Hybrid, face-to-face, distance. Either way you look at it, a change. You know, we sat back and watched our friends, neighbors, have to self-isolate. We also watched our friends, relatives pass away, and there wasn't a darn thing we can do about it. We watched from a distance. And again, planning. You know, we have a multi-hazard mitigation plan. The bottom part of that, pandemic. It was in there. But who would think that we would actually have to get that rolling, get our incident command system rolling, our emergency management, and homeland security. And of course, we had to work with the state. We're citizens of the North and South Dakota. We're also citizens of the United States. But please keep in mind, we're unique by treaty. And that, to me, sometimes people don't understand. Because we do vote in your county, state, federal elections, but we also have that uniqueness of having our own government, our own authority. When I came on 3.5 years ago, I told myself that, and the council in my administration, I want to mend fences. I want to make partnerships. It's time to put differences aside. And we could do that. We just have to understand each other. We're no different than the next door neighbor. We can help each other for a better economy, a better understanding, better education. But we have to be willing to do that. Without that, we're going to be the same people pointing fingers. It's not a perfect world. It's not without bumps and bruises. But working together, the people we represent is going to benefit off of that. Economic development. I think we have a lot to offer. But to get there, we have to work together. If you form a cooperative, I think in our agribusiness areas here, we'll be surprised how many jobs that are create end up selling our own product. Nothing wrong with that. Infrastructure, unbelievable. Again, we have to depend on that almighty dollar. Why not work together? Federal government, tribes, state, county, townships. Everybody has a little bit of that money, but if you join that together, you get bigger projects. I think coming to a common ground, working together, putting our differences aside, I think we could accomplish a lot for the people we represent, the people of our reservations, which are citizens the people of South Dakota that you represent. And it's my understanding that there is legislation here that you all be looking at, Oshakee-Shikoi legislation, the schools. Again, please keep that in mind as we talk today, because it's important for us to allow our students to have a self-identity. You know, we live in an era of loss of identity. If you look back in history, they took that one era, they call it the termination era. You can't speak Indian. You're going to learn how to do this. You're going to learn how to do that. You speak Indian, you're going to get whipped. We're going to punish you. So our language, custom traditions, they went underground. The young ones, the older ones down here, the drum group, taking time out to teach the young ones that they do have a identity. So when that language comes back, fulfills that. They have the land, they have the language. Yes, we may be placed, we're displaced from our original land base, but they can have a sense of who they are and be proud of that. So again, Oshakee-Shikoi's legislation is going to be coming up on community schools. Please take a look at that. It's just something that we want you to support in a good way. Understand that. It's giving somebody a chance to identify themselves. Law enforcement, there's not any type of cross-deputization with the county sheriff in Corson County with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. But keep in mind, if they did that, there would be a lot more help on those roads. Because when we allow those little saturation on Highway 12 coming from Perkins County into Walworth County, when the county sheriffs do their, when they're allowed to come in, you know, they stop a lot of bad people, a lot of drugs, a lot of firearms. We can't look the other way on this. It's getting worse and worse as far as the, getting these younger ones addicted to that. And again, we just can't look the other way. Housing is tough. The other reservations, I'm not trying to shun them. When I speak, they're talking, they're probably shaking their heads saying, same problem. The lack of housing, again, funding, it's there. You know, if we get economic development like we want, housing is going to have to pop up. We have to work together to come to that common ground to get housing, a better housing. And again, being dependent on just the Bureau of Indian Affairs, I think it's something that we have to, it's time to look for partnerships. How can we help each other? Let's look at climate change. It's been changing. We have to look at that. The weather, the seasons are getting different. For the last 10 years, we've been seeing little things. For the last 3 years, I've seen eagles going back a month early. Things are changing. Our weather patterns are changing. So it's something to really start looking at. And again, you may have areas of concern here. I think we all need to take a serious look at how Mother Nature, we call it Unchi Maka, Grandmother Earth, tired now. So we need to help her in a good way to stay healthy. The rivers, you know, if you look at some of the rivers are little streams now. We're losing cottonwood. We're losing willow trees. It's just because of Mother Nature changing. And she's trying to tell us something. And if we don't listen, you know, our future, the ones that we're here for, building the laws, the opening, the continuing of being who we are, the Tarkojas, the grandchildren, their grandchildren, are not going to have a healthy environment. So it's so important that we look into the future of our climate change that's hitting us. So again, I'm going to say this, I'm going to be closing here, but partnerships, MOUs, MOAs, mutual aid agreements, why not? The dependency for us with the U.S. government, federal government, has been terrible, to say the least, as far as trust responsibility. So again, I come to you today in a good way, offering that. We all have something. We may have differences, and we, to this day, we probably do. But that's also our right. That's also your right. I want to see us work together for a common good, the people we represent, for economic development, for health care, housing, infrastructure. So in closing, everyone, today I want to thank you for allowing me to speak today. We don't have the word goodbye in our language, so I'll leave you with this. Doksha akeh. Until we see each other again, be safe. Pinama, thank you.